And I remember just kind of almost having an out-of-body experience where I came out of the drums and just saw like a room full of people jumping over each other, all singing along the words. And I was just like, fuck. Like,
mad, isn't it?
This is nuts.
Today on the show, we are joined with George and Ben of Kid Capici. This band is such a recent discovery for me. It has been nonstop in my rotation. They just released a brand new album titled There Goes the Neighborhood that feels like an absolute party. It rocks, it's fun, make you jump up and down, make you laugh, and all that. You can check it out right now. And it's got such a special vibe. And today, we learn about how that vibe is created through the special bond the band has with each other, hear the story of their evolution, and the exciting chapter they're in right now. Just getting music out, being able to tour the world, and producing these epic and fun music videos, and much more. And yeah, let's just get into it.
Hiya, how you doing? You all right?
Hey,
you
Yo, what's happening, boys?
How you doing? You all right?
About a month ago, I got a little press release, said Kid Capici on it. And at first I was like, which rapper is this? And then I clicked on it.
Yeah, man.
But what I didn't expect was to find one of my new favorite bands. So this is fucking awesome. It was just like kind of like a happy accident. And I thought what was cool too was like from watching your videos and soaking in the vibes, I'm seeing all the comments and people are like, why aren't they more famous? Like, this is the most underrated shit. And it was like, just taking my thoughts. I'm like, yeah, this is fucking incredible.
So, that's kind of neat to say, man. That's kind of neat to say.
Yeah, yeah. And I just kind of want to know, like, I'm really like feeling the vibes. There's just such like a fun energy to it. And I just kind of want to know, like, were you guys like all like friends prior to this? Or did you guys...
We're all from the same town in Hastings, and yeah, we've all been playing music together since we were kids.
Me and
man.
Eddie kind of were in a band when we were like 12, 13, met Jack, and then through Jack met you. And
yeah,
we've all been playing in like different musical projects throughout our years, but like
always
been
together,
a long
yeah,
time
man.
Together.
But no, yeah, we definitely, we're like, we got a history, man. You know what I mean? Like proper brothers and that, you know?
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, there's just like this natural energy to it. And when I'm watching the videos, I'm just kind of thinking, yo, I want to have a beer with these guys, you know?
Yeah,
it's just
man,
like this loose...
I mean, we never wanted like the videos to just be like taking themselves too seriously because we didn't want to do like a lifetime of that, like sort of like, oh yeah, so deep. So it's like, we all like having a laugh in that. So we just thought, why not, you know, make the videos a bit more tongue in cheek. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And even like the content from like singing about the, like the 90s and Tamagotchis to like robbing fucking supermarkets and shit like that. it just seems like you guys are having a blast and the vibe is like very infectious. And I just want to know, like, are you all like kind of coming together with the lyrics, or is this like a Jack thing where he brings it to you guys? And if so, like, what is your response to
Yeah, things? Like, so like the main kind of way it happens is like, me and G-Mac will work a lot and Eddie will work a lot on like lots of instrumental type stuff and get lots of like vibes together like that. And then me and Jack will do top lines like that. Jack's got like a list on his phone of like things he's like overheard people saying in a pub or like little quips he's heard or thought of or whatever. And it's like, there's just bags and bags of like universes. Each one is a universe to kind of write within, man. So yeah, it's brilliant, man. It's like, it's been real cool. The last two albums have been like a real nice exploration of the four of us writing, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, and like from the crucible moment till the final thing, it's like, it's...
we're all finding our position in it and it's just working really well.
Yeah,
like, it's
man.
An enjoyable process, like writing, you know, it can be tough sometimes doing like that kind of creative
under
stuff.
Pressure, yeah.
But like a lot of the time we're just all dancing around in the studio and we're making music and yeah.
We have listened to that album about 100 times in the back of the van on the road, man. Do you know what I mean? Like we know it
yeah.
Well.
That's awesome. Yeah, and speaking of the album, There Goes the Neighborhood, coming out March 15th. And my favorite track on it, like I've listened to it a few times as well. I think my favorite is Get Down, and I also love the video for that.
Amen,
that's also
man.
why
Amen.
I said like I feel like I want to have like a beer with these guys, you know, like have a night out. And I also like want to know, is Charlie the bartender a real guy?
Yeah, he's actually our guitar tech on tour, man. You know what I mean? Like, he's as well. Like, he is real. He is real.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just like just listening to the
The
lyrics too.
filming of that video was a legitimate, like, we're all doing dry January, right? So everyone's like, I'm going sober for a month. And we all turned up. Yeah, we're not going to be drinking for this video. And everyone was like, are you sure about that? Like, and we all turned up and it ended up just being an absolute carnage
Massive party
party. Yeah.
night. Massive party night.
Yeah, I also like I'm a video director as well too, and I just love like kind of the look and vibe of that. It like seems like just like the way the shots were put and like the effects and where like the background's like kind of like slow motion or like speeding up. It's
Makes you
cool,
feel
like
drunk. Yeah.
yeah, but like in like such an effective and authentic way. It's like super cool. So
Oh, nice,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, and just kind of like I want to know like how it feels to like take these really fun songs maybe you guys put together and then bring it to like a live stage and like kind of like get the reaction and energy back from people.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, live performance, what it's all about for us. Like, literally, yeah, growing up in Hastings, it's like live music is everything. We spent our whole childhood just going and watching like raucous gigs.
And
Like,
playing raucous gigs, like from the age of like 15, 16, like, you know, we've been playing shows that have just been like
wall to wall.
mosh pits, like, do you know what I mean? In this little pub called the Tubman, and then playing, like, yeah, we've just grown up like every weekend doing like two or three gigs, whether it's with Capiccio, we've played with other bands. It's like, so live is where it's at.
So
So,
yeah, when we translate it to that, like, we know that like the real way to like experience our music is live. You know what I mean? Like the records, like we put a lot of time and energy into them, but really, like, there's no replacement for the live
and the
experience. You know what I mean?
process of like how we're doing it now live, like our show has evolved so much so that we're able to like make our music, we can focus on the production a bit more and actually bring that into the live show. So it's just like an amazing spectacle, you know what I mean? We love it.
Yeah, I can imagine it's like a party too. And even again,
Oh yeah.
like going back to like just kind of scrolling through your YouTube comments, there's so many that say, hey, I saw them open for so and so and so and so. And it's like now they're my favorite band. So like I haven't seen you guys live, but no doubt I can tell just from the vibe and everything, there's got to be like this special energy in the room.
You
And
gotta come and check us out,
yeah,
man. You gotta see it to believe it. You know what I
the
mean?
headline show is like when everyone's there for it as well. Like you said, it's just like a big rave, man. Like everyone's just going for it, man.
Yeah, I even noticed you guys are coming my way in Toronto May 20th. You guys are playing at the Velvet Underground. It's a cool like it's a space that holds a lot of people, but it also feels like really tight, like low ceiling. Like I can see
Yeah,
it getting lit in
that's
there.
the
And
best, man. Nice,
yeah,
man. Come
sweat
through, man.
box.
Come through.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna come through. I'm gonna bring like a bunch of people too.
Yeah, mate. That's
We'll
what we
have a
like to
beer,
hear.
man.
That's
We'll
what we
have a
like
little
to hear.
party, man.
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. And like it's got to be cool too, like to put a project like this together, and then especially like as you're telling me, like you guys have all been longtime friends, and then be able to tour the world together. That's like, do you ever
Incredible.
think about when you started and like just maybe like first met each other and like the evolution of this
It's
happening?
like, I think there's like, you never really clock on to like where you are because you're always in it and it's kind of just, you're just on this constant kind of slope. But like, there was a moment when we were like, after we played in Vegas, actually, me and Ben woke up at like 4 in the morning and we were just like driving through the desert. We were like super hungover and I was just like, this is like a proper moment, just being
Yeah.
like, what? Like,
Those
just.
milestones are very exciting to acknowledge, you know what I mean? Because like you say, like we've been doing it a long time since when you're kids or whatever. And yeah, it's interesting that perseverance just leads to something, and then you're just like, suddenly you're in America, suddenly you're in
They
Canada,
hit you.
suddenly you're all over Europe and
And
stuff, and you're just going, Jesus, man.
even doing like when we did our headline show in London, whenever that was last
Yeah,
year,
yeah.
like that was like the biggest headline we've done. And I remember just kind of almost having an out of body experience where I came out of the drums and just saw like a room full of people jumping over each other, all singing along the words. And I was just like, fuck, like
Mad, isn't it?
this is
Crazy.
nuts.
Yeah. And I find like with like a lot of like professional creatives, even beyond music, sometimes you can get so caught in the grind, and even to get to the level where you're at, it takes so much work, and you can get lost and like forget where it came from or the initial dream or whatever, because you're so busy. So it's cool, like, that you guys had those moments where you can just catch it, like whether you're like driving through a desert and being like, fuck yeah, like just take a breath and kind of appreciate and honor the journey.
100%, for sure.
Yeah. And even was I gonna say, with this new album too, like this is your third one as well. Like, how would you say you guys kind of like evolved? Do you feel like you're getting like more comfy with like your sound and just like kind of what you want to project as a band?
Yeah, I think like with this record, we definitely I think we tried to explore the extremities of the sort of the goalposts in which our sound can exist. Like, you know, the darker, heavier side's probably the darkest and heaviest. The lighter side's probably the most extreme of that we've done. And it was a sort of exploration into all the different things our band can be. So moving forward, you know, we can draw on whichever parts of that we want, you know, and I think that was a real self-discovery as a band with this record, definitely.
Yeah. And do you have like a personal, like maybe favorite track on it?
Hey, my favorite is to Get Down and Artillery, man. That's it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm like, oh, do you know what? When I think about it, I've actually got a lot of favorites. I love Artillery, probably 999, and even Zombie Nation as well. It's a little bop. Yeah, man. It's a lot of vibes on it, but yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to play live, man.
Yeah. Even the album, I want to say it's unexpectedly educational for somebody from North America. The song 999, it may reminded me that your emergency number is not 911, like over here.
Yeah,
Yeah. So if
exactly.
I'm ever in England and I'm in trouble, like
You'll know. That's it, man.
call the
Public
swine.
service. Yeah,
But
man.
yeah, it's super cool. And even like ongoing topic in these segments too, again, like I don't even only like talk to musicians. I've been talking to like different type of performers, from like comedians and battle rappers and like all over the board. And
Sick.
there's been this ongoing like kind of narrative lately where when the talking about performing, a lot of people say they have like these nerves, even like at the highest profession, like right before they go out on stage, and almost to the point where they either hit the first note or say the first joke, it's like it suddenly goes away once you get the reaction from the crowd, and then you go
Yeah.
into like this blackout like flow state. Would you say you guys kind of have that? Like, do you
Yeah,
guys get
man.
nervous still, or?
Some shows more than others, but for sure, like, you know, our preparation for going on stage is very, like, you do have to get into a very palpable zone to get onto the stage. So it is sort of ritualistic how we're getting into it. And, but exactly like you say, like, whatever that tension is before, more excitement than tension, but whatever that kind of like anticipation is, as soon as you get into that first thing, like you say,
Yeah,
that
no.
first note, you're in it,
It's
and
a
you
flow.
kind of wake up afterwards, like you turn into a werewolf or something. Do you know what I mean?
I
Like,
think what's going to be kind of exciting and a challenge, and something that we've basically on the next tour that we're doing, we're going to be doing the longest set we've done, because now we've got so many albums to kind of choose from. So we're going to be playing for the longest we've done. So for us, it's
cool.
going to be like holding back, like
Yeah.
just going mental the whole t like we need to just pick our moments, because it's going to be a physical
Because
like
otherwise you
thing.
get to like minute 45 and you look like completely deflated and you're like,
Yeah,
this
or after the first song you just give it your all. Oh shit,
ending.
I got another hour.
It's a marathon, not a sprint now, so
That's
we
it,
need to
man.
fucking keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's cool, but it's cool that you're getting all these different experiences. Is I feel like it's so important as like any artist to have these moments where you step out of your comfort zone. It's like only making you grow and like add to your arsenal, you know, of like just like
100.
intuition and everything.
For sure, man. For sure.
And just I guess like as a final question, if some kids are with their friends right now who also playing music, they see what you guys are doing and maybe aspire to kind of take their band to the next level as well. Would you guys have like any advice for a young
Yeah.
aspiring band?
Yeah, I think like to be honest with you, like one thing we've said a long time is like, you know, never be sort of always trying to be getting better, always looking at ways you can tighten the screws, you know, because some people you meet are like, nope, I'm done. It's the rest of the world that needs to catch up. But really, there's always ways in which you can be refining it. And I think a secondary result of that is that you're always thinking about stuff. You're always moving forward. Like, even if it's a small thing you're changing, it means that you're thinking about every little thing you're doing. You're not just...
I think as well, it's important to like kind of... just think outside of the box. Like when you're thinking constantly, you always just try and enjoy it, number one.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, have fun with it. But like think outside of the box and be like, how can we be different? You know what I mean? Like
what we last did, you know, I think that's it. And that's that area where you feel like a little bit out of your comfort zone is when you'll do your best work and when you'll make your best progress. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I like how you said just kind of be a little bit different to it. Also, do you guys feel like embracing yourself like kind of made you guys stand out? And did it take some time, like maybe at the beginning when you like, I want to sound like this, and then finally you kind of let loose?
What we do is kind of weird, and like also it's been lots of different things that have all been kind of weird. So
and it's come together from like, you know, it was like one sound which was a kind of sound that was also like you could see where it was obviously influenced from, but as the years have gone on, you know what I mean, we've all evolved as people and musicians, and like we've all bringing our different elements, how we've grown as musicians, to Capici to make it what it is. Like we all love crazy music and we all love to bring all those things together, you know.
Yeah, and it's so cool to like talk to you on this moment and chapter of your journey, because I feel like what you guys got going on is very special and everything. And even we lead up to March 15th. I'm genuinely excited to not only like share like clips of this interview, but also the music as well. Cause I feel like just a lot of people I know are gonna resonate it. You know, it's just like, I can't say it enough. It's just like a vibe that's fucking fun and it rocks. And yeah, just like, I'm so stoked for your release right now.
Yeah, same as. We can't wait to get out and start playing it and just like get it in front of people, you know what
it's,
I mean?
I mean, we spent like so much of last year doing supports, which are like amazing for us to grow in different areas and stuff. But like, it's been a while since we've done a headline, and I am just excited for basically 2 months straight of doing that. Like, it's going to be wild, man.
Hell yeah. And yeah, I guess you guys are starting on like your side of the world and then coming over to us, which is, it's like a little like kickoff to like an adventure for a few months. So
by the time we reach you.
Hell yeah.
We'll be broken. Like.
Yeah. Hey, on May 20th, a round of beers on me. And, Yeah. Stoked to meet you guys in person as well too. And thanks for the chat today, guys. And hope you have a great day.
Pleasure, man. Thanks for having
us. Lots of love.
Once again, thank you to George and Ben for joining me today. Very nice to meet you guys. And for everybody listening, another reminder that There Goes the Neighborhood, their album, is out right now. Definitely check it out. We mentioned some of the music videos. Type in Kid Capici on YouTube. Got to check those out as well because, yeah, they're just so much fun. Looking forward to this world tour. Check some dates, see if they're coming around your town. And get lit with the boys if they come your way, all right? Also, before we go, we can't leave without thanking all you legends on the Patreon page supporting the show. And first up to Mike Carniello of the Testing with Mike YouTube channel. If you're into technology, electronics, how they work, and most importantly, how to fix them, check out Testing with Mike on YouTube. Another huge thanks to Amanda McKnight of Top 10 Nerd. Beyond being the host of Top 10 Nerd and talking to millions of subscribers, Amanda has her very own YouTube channel you should definitely check out. Soak in some good vibes, learn about comic books, video games, movies, and all things nerdy. That's Amanda McKnight on YouTube. Another big, big thanks to the wonderful Jenny Potter, the legend Devin McBride, back-to-back double impact Allens, the number one gent Alan Kent, and big wig Alan Briggs. Subscribe to one of our upper tiers on the Patreon page, and we can't thank you enough. Another huge thanks to our favorite soul singer, Saber, and last but not least, Frances Coffer, aka my mom. If you want to support the show. It's only $4 a month, and you get all these episodes early, raw, and uncut. Right when I'm done the Zoom call, I just post them. You can go to patreon.com/thecreativeimbalance, and beyond having my forever thanks, you can just go to bed at night and sleep soundly, knowing you're a badass motherfucker who supports raw, uncut, independent media, and nobody can take that away from you. You hear me? With that being said, we got so many cool episodes coming around the corner. Got a special one with somebody I met at Comic-Con. More music, movies, and much more. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll catch you next time. Ciao!